I'm an idiot. Gimel Mishnah Beis. Oichol Parod Eino Mitzdarev Dibrei Rabbi Doisa Ben Horkanus. Oichol, in order to be Makabel Tuma, has to be the size of a kabea, an egg. Now, if you have a pile of food, such as a pile of nuts, that each piece is less than a kabea, but altogether it's a kabea, according to Rabbi Doisa Ben Horkanus, it's not Mitzdarev, you can't combine it, and therefore it's not Makabel Tuma. The Chachamim Omrim Mitzdarev. The Chachamim say it is Mitzdarev, since altogether it's a kabea, it's Makabel Tuma. Mechalin Meister Sheni Ar Simon Divrei Rabbi Doisa. If you have Paris Meister Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, you can redeem the Meister Sheni onto Mos and bring the Mos to Yerushalayim instead. And Rabbi Doisa holds that you can redeem the Meister Sheni also on Asimon. Asimon is an unstamped coin. The Chachamim Meimrim Ein Mechalim. The Chachamim say you can't be Mechal the Meister Sheni on an unstamped coin. You have to be Mechal it on stamped coins. Makbilim Yadayim Lechatos Divrei Rabbi Doisa. Rabbi Doisa said that somebody whose hands become tummy, as there are certain tumas that are metame only the Yadayim, such as Oichol and Mashkim, which are tummy. Now, if you want to eat truma, if your hands are tummy, you only have to wash it. But if you want to touch mechatos, water that is mixed together with the Eifer, the Paraduma, and sprinkled on people that are tummy lemeis, in such a case, you would have to be toivel the Yadayim, as opposed to washing them, you actually have to be toivel them into a mikvah. V'chachamim imrim im nitmu yadav. Nitmu gufo. The Chachamim say, if your hands become tame from things that are metame the yad and not the guf, even so, if you want to touch mechatas, you have to be toifel your whole guf. Maseches Idiot Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel Me'ei Avatiyah Hu Knibas Yerek Shotruma Rabbi Doisa Mate Lazarim B'Chachamim Oitzim. The guf and the seeds in the center of a melon of truma, and the outside spoiled leaves of a vegetable of truma, Rabbi Doisa says they are mutter to zarim, to non-kornet, as this guk and the spoiled leaves is not considered oichol, so therefore it doesn't have a shame truma, so even a non-kornet can eat it, even though the vegetable and the melon are of truma. And the Chachamim say they are usur to zarim, only kornet could eat them. Chameis recheilois zuzois, mane, mane upras. Chayavois bereshis agaz, divrei Rabbi Doisa. If you have five sheep, that from each sheep, a mana and a half, the weight of 150 zuz is sheared from it, that would be the minimal amount that would be mechayiv you in reishis hagaz. Reishis hagaz is that the Torah is mechayiv somebody who shears a sheep to give the first of the shearings to the kohen. But you have to have a minimal amount in order to be mechayiv you, and this is the minimal amount according to Rabbi Doisa. The Chachamim say, if you shear five sheep, no matter what the amount of the wool is, that would be Mechayiv and Reishis Hagaz, but you have to have at least 60 slum, the weight of 60 slum to be Mechayiv, even according to the Chachamim, even though they said Kol Shehen, that's Lav Davka, you need to have 60 slum altogether in order to be Mechayiv, as opposed to Rabbi Doisa, that you need a mana and a half for each one, that is much